And liberty around the world listening in tonight. This is the Officer Jack McLamb program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. It is Thursday night here in the USA, and it is our big political meeting here in our county of those that love God and liberty getting involved, trying to have a positive effect on the society that we live in today, trying to restore our nation and our communities back under God and our constitutional system. So we're all excited about going to our political meeting once a week. I don't always get to go, but I always look forward to that time when I can. And I'm working on the next Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter now, and so I don't have a lot of extra time. But anyway, I'm going to be going tonight and hope to get my tank filled up again. I'm always excited, folks, always excited, like here a few weeks ago when I went down to Texas to meet some of the greatest patriots in Texas, those that believe we ought to be in on the field of battle instead of sitting back and waiting for others to do what we should be doing ourselves to save our nation. And so that's always exciting for me. I get letters from people, as I read yesterday, that tell me that I shouldn't be involved, that I should join my fellow Christians and in our prayer closets, and we should just go to church, pay our tithes, and pray and let God sort it out when He gets here. That's the reason our nation's in the trouble it is today, folks, is because so many of us have withdrawn. And so I'm always excited to be with those that God has awakened, and that's why I love working here as a volunteer at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and our second police organization and military organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, because the people we work with are activists. They're actively working to try to bring our nation back under God and our constitutional republic. And that's an exciting place to be, even as an old man like me. You know, I like to be with people with backbone and are willing to stand up and be counted. We'll be right back and get into some issues in the news right now. And we've got some very interesting issues to get into tonight, so I hope you'll be with us. We're going to talk about the trauma of Iraqi war haunting thousands of soldiers returning home when we get back. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLamb program.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today. Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
As our listeners know, we are a police and military organization here, actually two organizations, and we're constantly hearing from soldiers and police officers, active duty and retired, and some, a number that are retired, that are going to go back on active duty, matter of fact. But we also get a lot of publications here. I got to get a piece of candy out of my mouth. Boy, that's so good. I put it on the break, but I got to get it out of there. I'm not functioning well. There you go. Sorry about that. But we have a lot of publications coming in. I'm looking at several here for police officers and soldiers. And I notice here in our VFW magazine that comes in here, because we're VFW members, Stress of Combat, Coping with the Emotional Toll of War. We got a good article here, 1 million new war vets. Many will need VA care. Many do need VA care right now. And an article here. And then I notice on our military website we go to, a number of military websites, but this is a government, you might say a government military website. It says, Trauma of Iraqi War Haunting Thousands Returning Home. Morgantown, West Virginia, Jeremy Harrison sees the warning signs in the Iraqi war veterans who walk through his office door every day. Flashbacks, inability to relax or to relate, sleepless nights, and more. Well, before I go on, that sounds like my wife and many of the other soldiers that were given the experimental drugs, the anthrax vaccine, and are being given the larium pills. I guess they're withholding the larium pills now because so many people have had mental disorders from the larium pills they've been given since they got there. And they're coming home and beating up their wives or killing themselves and their family and so forth. So they've withheld that. But when you say flashbacks, inability to relax or to relate with others, restless nights and more, throw in there pain and joint pain and so forth, you've got Gulf War Syndrome, folks. But anyway, this Jeremy Harrison says he recognizes them as symptoms of combat stress because he's trained to as a counselor at the small storefront vet center here run by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. He recognizes them as well because he, too, has faced readjustment in the years since he returned from Iraq, where he served as a sergeant in an engineering company that helped capture Baghdad in 2003. He says, sometimes these sessions are helpful to me, too, Harrison says, taking a break from counseling some of the nation's newest combat veterans. He says, because I deal with a lot of the same problems they do. As the United States nears the two-year mark in its military presence in Iraq, still fighting a violent insurgency, it is also coming to grips with one of the products of war at home, a new generation of veterans, some of them scarred in ways seen and unseen. While military hospitals mend the physical wounds, the VA is attempting to focus its massive health and benefit bureaucracy on the long-term needs of combat veterans after they leave military service. Some suffer from wounds of flesh and bones, other of emotions and psyche. These injured and disabled men and women represent the most grievously wounded group of returning combat veterans since the Vietnam War, which officially ended in 1975. Of more than 5 million veterans treated by VA facilities last year, from counseling centers like this one to big hospitals, 48,733 were from the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's a lot of troopers, folks, when you think. Folks, that we've got what? We had 130,000 soldiers over there, and now I think we built it up during the elections to 150,000. We got 48,733 are now in these VA facilities for counseling who were fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's incredible, folks. That's an incredible number. Many of the most common wounds aren't seen until soldiers return home, he says. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is often the debilitating mental condition that can produce a range of unwanted emotional responses to the trauma of combat. It can emerge weeks, months, or years later. If left untreated, it can severely affect the lives not only of veterans, but of their families as well. I guess very few listeners don't know that we lost 10,000 of our brothers and sisters to the Gulf War Syndrome that just died since the first Gulf War, and more are dying each day across America now because of the experimental drugs and the DU, the depleted uranium, and the pills they were given, little white experimental pills they were given, a lot of problems. Here today, too, among our veterans. Of the 244,000 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan already discharged from service, 12,422 have been in VA counseling centers for readjustment problems and symptoms associated with PTSD. Comparisons to past wars are difficult because emotional problems were often ignored or written off as combat fatigue or shell shock. PTSD wasn't even an official diagnosis accepted by the medical profession until after Vietnam. There is greater recognition of the mental health consequences of combat now, and much research has been done in the past 25 years. The VA has a program that attempts to address them and supports extensive research Harrison is one of 50 veterans of the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars hired by the VA as counselors of their fellow veterans. It takes you back there. Post-traumatic stress was defined in 1980, partly based on the experiences of soldiers and victims of war. It produces a wide range of symptoms in men and women who have experienced a traumatic event that provoked intense fear, helplessness, or horror. Let me stop right there, folks. This story goes on and on and on. We're not going to read it all tonight. I'll tell you how to get to it if you'd like to. But, yes, helplessness or horror. I think one of the number one things we're hearing from our soldiers that have been there is that the horror of the war is excruciating to them. Never before have we had a regular program of killing unarmed civilians in any war that America has ever been involved in. Never before have we ever been able to kill civilians, men, women, and children, just because they were there in the wrong place at the wrong time, and just go on and hopefully go about our business as the same person. I'm hearing from more soldiers all the time, as I know any of you involved with veterans know the same thing, that during the First World War, Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam War, we were not allowed to just blow up civilians and just go on about our business. And the effects we're hearing from the soldiers themselves are driving many soldiers to say no to redeployment again. We've had one on our program, Sergeant Kevin Benderman, who went through the same thing, but we've heard this numerous times from others. We heard it even from those that haven't gone over there yet, who have talked to soldiers about the killing of the unarmed non-combatants. And people who are in the military right now that are supposed to deploy don't want to go because it's not in their nature to kill unarmed non-combatants. And so, folks, you talk about helplessness and having flashbacks and the horror of war in a war we've never fought before. And so I think we're going to see a tremendous increase, as these articles are showing us here, tremendous increase in psychological problems, not even involving the experimental drugs and the Gulf War syndrome problems that these guys and gals are getting, but just through the horror of seeing things happen and being told and ordered to do things that they know in their hearts that they should never be a part of. So it's sad, but you know, this is what we're in today. These wars that have nothing to do whatsoever with America, nothing to do with our security, nothing to do with fighting terrorism. It's all for political reasons of the international crime families that control our governments today in taking over the oil, the natural resources from the Arabs, and killing off Israel's enemies and establishing these permanent military, American military bases there in those areas to keep control of the natural resources in the land forever over there. Well, let's go on here, and we'll get back to those things. I want to go to, let's see here, military headlines. There's some other things I wanted to talk to you about. Well, where did it go now, doggone it? We had female soldiers face danger in Iraq also, and I want to get back to that. I had it here, and now it is right here. Okay. Female soldiers face danger in Iraq. Now, this came out February 28, just a few days ago. Washington, when a roadside bomb in Iraq exploded on February 9th, Army Sergeant Jessica Housby became the 21st female soldier killed in action since the war began nearly 2 years ago. We'll be right back talking about female soldiers facing death in Iraq after this break, folks.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Back here. Female soldiers face danger in Iraq, February 28th. Yes, I guess February 9th, we lost Army Sergeant Jessica M. Housby. She became the 21st female soldier killed in action since the war began nearly 2 years ago. This report says that this may seem like a small number given the hostile deaths among U.S. troops recently surpassed 1,000 and getting closer to 1,500. When fatal accidents and non-battle deaths are included, but by historical measures, it is high and reflects a fundamentally different nature of this war where even a truck driver such as Housby is a target. No one is suggesting that women be kept out of the modern-day battlefield, but be kept off the modern-day battlefield. Well, I'm sorry about that. Whoever wrote this article, I'm suggesting they be kept off the modern battlefield, and some of you would too. But some questions whether the Army that is being reconfigured to respond swiftly and more effectively to conflicts such as the one in Iraq is placing some female soldiers in what amounts to be front lines, the front lines of fighting. In the past wars, women are barred from units assigned to direct ground combat. That keeps women out of the infantry, armor, artillery, combat engineers, and special forces, but it does not keep them out of danger. The nature of combat itself has changed a great deal in Iraq since the toppling of Baghdad in April 2003. Within weeks, a violent insurgency took hold. It remains a deadly force today. In Iraq, there is no front line in the traditional sense of armies fighting armies. The front lines are everywhere. At a site where insurgents lay in ambush, plant a roadside bomb, lob a mortar, or detonate an improvised car bomb. Thus, it is not just infantrymen trained to kill in close combat who are dying in Iraq. Although they are taking the heaviest losses, soldiers whose roles are categorized as support, where most of the women in the U.S. military are found, sometimes find themselves in the insurgents' line of fire. Al's Beat 23 from Rock Island, Illinois, had been in Iraq since October as a member of the Illinois Army National Guard's 1644th Transportation Company. Two other female soldiers of the Illinois Guard have been killed in Iraq, one by mortar fire and the other by a roadside bomb. That's the Illinois Guard. And in all, 31 female soldiers have died in the Iraqi war, including 10 whose deaths are declared non-hostile, according to the Pentagon. The most recent death is Specialist Katarine L. Johnson Bell, 32, of Orangeburg, South Carolina, who died in a vehicle accident in Bakuba on February 16th. Well, folks, get ready, because it's only the beginning of deaths among our girls and boys, especially our girls, because we're going to have the universal draft coming up sometime in June, according to Bush and the people we have behind the scenes, talking about his plan of having a big terrorist attack. So he can say, yes, yes, I know I told you we weren't going to have a draft, but I think all Americans, now that we've lost 500,000 Americans to this last terrorist attack, will join me in saying we have to have a million soldiers on the ground to go kill these evil Arabs, especially the Iranians and the Syrians. And so watch for that to occur. Sadly, that is what is planned. So please, folks, we would ask you to go today to our website to stop the draft and to end these wars for oil and for Israel and for a military presence of the U.S. over there in the Middle East from now on. Go to our website, Patriot Politicians Lead Wars, www.patriotpoliticiansleadwars.org or .com, and get on board with us in stopping the upcoming draft. We can do it. If you follow that plan, hand out the flyers that you can print out right off the website to anybody you know, everybody you know, because their children, both girls and boys, are going to be drafted in the months ahead after the next big terrorist attack that was allegedly is going to put us under martial law in this country, and the American people will be so angry at these dirty Arabs that they'll want to kill all of them and will offer up their children to Moloch in this war of these Luciferians that are in control of our governments today. Absolutely true. Okay. So enough said about that, I guess. Folks, I do want to go real quick. We had a Jewish brother again who's in the military now send us the latest report from a Jewish organization who's against Zionism. And you'll find this very interesting. We certainly do and appreciate our Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and in law enforcement of keeping us apprised of some of the things going on that we wouldn't normally hear about. Hold on, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Open the phone lines up for the other second half of the program here. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can talk about anything you'd like. You know, we're blessed to have some great Jews in both law enforcement and the military, and have since the founding of our country, I believe. And we've served, and we do serve, with some great ones right now that keep us informed. I have books here sent to our police and military association by some of our Jewish brothers. I pointed out to you, I think yesterday or the other day, that the Arthur Kessler book, The Jewish Man That Wrote the 13th Tribe, was sent to us by a dear brother in law enforcement that's been in 30 years in New York not too long ago. What a tremendous book that is. And once again, we want to thank a Jewish brother in the military for sending us this latest report from the JewsAgainstZionism.com, www.JewsAgainstZionism.com. And this is so important, folks, because we talk here often about the evil government leaders that are these internationalist crime families that control our governments today in Britain, the U.S., in Israel, and so forth. And some of our Jewish brothers and sisters out there like this because they know that there's an evil government in Israel, just like the evil government leaders, Luciferian leaders we have here in the USA and in Britain and Germany and France and Australia and so forth. These are the same international crime cabal in all of our nations that are controlling us. So our good Jewish brothers and sisters, American soldiers and police send us these articles so we can share them with our Jewish brothers and sisters out in the listening audience. And so let's get into this here. Now, this one here is a little article by the man that started Zionism and this large organization, Jews Against Zionism, looks like, from what we've read, have a good reason to be against Zionism, because it is the atheistic organization that was started up back in the 1800s by Herzl, Theodore Herzl. And he was one of these Ashkenazi Jews, not a true Jew, but his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents had accepted Judaism back in the 7th century in Eastern Europe, and he had long since become an atheist, so they were Gentiles, and they accepted Judaism, was made them Jews, and then when they went atheists, of course, they're not Jews any longer. But Theodore Herzl, that is H-E-R-Z-E-L, Herzl, I guess the way you say it, Theodore was the founder of modern Zionism, which was the organization, the atheist organization that was going to go set up an atheist, basically communist Israel in the Middle East and kick the Palestinians off the property and take it over. And I'm learning this by reading from reports coming in from Jews Against Zionism and other books that we're reading written by Jewish people. I've learned all this. One great one to talk about that was our dear friend who's now passed away, Israel Shahak. Israel Shahak wrote the book Jewish History, Jewish Religion just a couple years ago, and he was an elderly man who was a professor in Israel, lived in Israel almost his entire life, and told the truth. He was an atheist, and he loved Israel, but he didn't like the atheist Zionists that controlled the nation, and he wrote about it prolifically. And one of the best books you can get a hold of is Jewish History, Jewish Religion, which by Israel Shahak, S-H-A-H-A-K, to understand the evil government leaders in Israel and how they're setting up the Jewish people for being killed over there. And here's what Theodore Herzl said that is written in JewsAgainstZionism.com about this method of killing Jews to promote the Zionist state in Israel. The more Jews that were killed, according to the rabbis, and here's one here, Rabbi Chaim, I can't say his last name, S-O-L-O-V-E-I-C-H-I-K, Soloveitchik, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, I think it is, and he writes here about, he says, the Jewish people have suffered many spiritual plagues, the Sadducees, the Karaites, the Hellenizers, the Enlightenment, Reform, and many others. But the strongest of the plagues have been Zionism. Wow, what a thing to say. And here we have Theodore Herzl, the founder of modern Zionism, in his diary, and we'll give you the page and everything. Herzl stated in his diary this. He said, it is essential that the suffering of Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our plans for an Israel homeland. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. He says, the anti-Semites shall be our best friends, unquote, from his diary, part 1, page 16. Now, if you go to Jews Against Zionism, you will find out what this Zionist movement is all about and how they promote the suffering and of Jews, the death of Jews, because there are Jewish rabbis, if you look in that True Torah Jews Against Zionism, on that website you'll read rabbis who have so stated that Herzl and the other proselytizing Jews, the ones that were not really Jews, they were Gentiles, who called themselves Jews, who started the Zionist movement, actually worked with Hitler to persecute Jews, to make them so uncomfortable that the Jews around the world would want to go to Israel and start their own country under Zionist and atheism. And we have the good buddy who died a few years ago of cancer, a Jewish brother who served in our military. What was his name? Carol, he wrote the book anyway, An American Jew in Marxist Zionist Israel. Jack Bernstein, that was it, Jack Bernstein, who basically said the same thing. He went over to Israel and in 1967, I think it was, and he was a strong supporter of the forming of Israel, and he went over there and he fell in love with a Sephardic Jew, not an Ashkenazi Jew, not the atheist Zionist Jew, but an actually true Torah Jew. He called her a Sephardic Jewish woman, and he married her, and he lost his position in government there. He lost his home. They kicked him out of his government-paid-for home, and he became a poor man over there because he married a true Torah Jew and was no longer involved, or they felt that he was no longer a credit to the Zionist atheist Jews in control of the government over there. So anyway, we appreciate our brothers and sisters sending us this information, and part of the report, let's see here if I can find it here, part of the report, whoops, I lost it. Let me go back here again now, if I can find it. No, I've lost it. Well, okay, I'll find it in just a minute here. There's another part of the report here. But anyway, let's go to our caller. Who's on the line, Paul? James. Yeah, James in New Jersey. Come on the line here.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Welcome. How you doing, Officer Jack?
Yes, doing just fine.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you so much.
Officer Jack, I called you up because you mentioned the draft.
Yes.
And I got an email just yesterday, in fact, urging me to sign a petition against the draft. And I got to tell you, I'm for a draft, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I don't think the American people are going to wake up until every home is hit by this. Right now, this war in Iraq is something they see on TV or don't see on TV, and they hear about in the newspapers and that sort of thing. Now, I work with somebody, and I've been talking and talking about the evil of this war and what's happening to this country. And they never really paid any attention until their brother, who's in the National Guard, got sent over to Iraq.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it became a big deal.
That makes a difference, doesn't it?
And I agree with you about the terrorist attack and how they're going to try to sell the draft. But I'm sorry to say, I don't think the American people are going to wake up until it comes to that. And a lot of the younger people who are going to be drafted have parents old enough to remember Vietnam. And that's where the protest is going to come from. This is at least what I hope.
Yes. Well, let me share with you, James, that our police and military people here assess that because of the great success of blowing up the World Trade Center and exploding a bomb in the Pentagon, the way the American people laid down and allowed us to go to war with countries that never attacked us and are allowing our brother and sister to be killed over there, this next huge terrorist attack is not going to wake up the American sheeple. It's going to make them so fearful that they will ask the government to kill every Arab they come across anywhere and offer up their children to have that done. And so the sad thing is, James, some may wake up, and I hope it's a considerable number, but most Americans, we have already proven to the international crime families, will just roll over and say, protect us, take my children, and kill every Arab you can find.
I think you might be right, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
But
I hope you're right, James.
Yeah.
Everybody wakes up. That
like
would be
I said,
one.
The people I work with didn't pay a whole lot of attention till it hit home.
Yes, very
that's
true.
That's kind of what I'm hoping, but I agree. You got a strong case as far as people laying down. Well, that's all I called for.
Hey, thanks, James. Hope you'll call back again, and thank you for your input. I hope you're right, brother.
Thank you. You take care.
You take care now, too. Oh, you said somebody else was on the line. Bob in California. Bob, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing great, brother. Very well.
Have you heard of Eyes Wide Open?
Isn't that a movie?
No, I think I was Eyes Wide Shut. I never saw it, but I think it was Stanley Kubrick's last film with Tom Cruise. But Eyes Wide Open is an exhibit. It's shown in about 40 or more cities around the country already. I have a fly here. It says, Eyes Wide Open, Beyond Fear, Towards Hope, an exhibition of the Iraq War. And what it is, it's an exhibit that speaks directly to our hearts and reminds us of the human cost of war.
Oh, yeah.
Over 1,500 pairs of empty combat boots tagged with the names of U.S. soldiers who died in the Iraq War, together with a field of shoes, like civilian shoes,
yes,
and a wall of names to memorialize the Iraqis killed. Because most Iraqis, whether a lot of crazy Americans like to think about it that way or not, most Iraqis are completely innocent themselves. And a lot of Iraqi men and women and children have died, perhaps 20, 30,000 or more, in addition to our own soldiers. And the exhibit includes civilian shoes. It's the first time that we've ever memorialized or honored the dead of another country.
That's very interesting, Bob. I didn't know that was going on.
Right, and it's shown in... It's showing in San Francisco around Easter Sunday weekend.
Yes.
Now, the San Francisco will be May 25th and May 26th for people who can get here in the Civic Center, which is near City Hall. And that will be Friday, March 25th, 11 a.m. with an all-night vigil. March 26th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And those are both at Civic Center Plaza. And they'll have that second day, they'll have Voices and Requiem. And then Easter Sunday weekend, it'll be in Union Square, which is near the Macy's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And that'll be 10 to 5:30 p.m. And what we're doing, it's American Friends Service Committee, and I think those are like Quaker people and that, but they're just trying to, they're bringing this home, because these empty boots are the boots of fallen comrades, fallen soldiers.
Yes.
And they didn't have to die. And their lives were snuffed out because of the criminal syndicate, like in the White House, et cetera.
That's right.
And what's interesting, the people were telling me that when I had this exhibit in Dallas TX, that there were death threats. And so that really pees me off, because when you have people, all they're doing here is exercising their First Amendment rights, the right of free speech. And people still, just even with these empty boots, there's still people who are, you know, like can't stand it. And I'm talking about Americans, too, who are against these people. And we have a right to this information. And part of what they're going to show, they're going to have about 7 minutes or something, like a video that will show in not just the empty boots and empty civilian shoes, but they're going to have they're going to have about 7 minutes video that'll show video that you don't see on American TV, because we're so, the fascist state or the quickly becoming fascist state have controlled the media just like they did in Russia before it fell.
That's right. Bob.
And
I appreciate knowing about that, Bob. I had not heard that through our military and police organization here yet. And I would say, though, that our government despots in the government today know how to end all of that. With this big terrorism attack they have planned on America, boy, there'll be Americans after that getting those shoes and making shoe bombs at them and throwing them at any Arabic people in America, you know.
Right. So,
they got to do is blow up enough Americans, Bob, and most Americans will turn up against every Arab they come across.
And there's 1.2 billion. And 1.2 billion, and the vast majority of them are decent human beings. Just like
that's
us.
Right.
They're really our brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not.
Yes, we have a number of good ones, a lot of them in our military, matter of fact, that they're not sending over to Iraq, and I wonder why.
All right, well, you know what?
If they're good Americans. They're fine Americans.
If we're going to do that, Jack, like Americans, oh, we'll say another terrorist attack, like another premeditated 9/11 with the government involved at the highest level?
Yes.
If they're going to do that, then Latin American people can't trust us either, or Asian people can't trust us either, because
absolutely.
Because if we'll do it to Arabs, we'll do it to anybody. And so
right.
We're
up on a break, brother. Hey, thanks for calling in. You brought us some good information. Thank you.
Okay, spread the word, Jeff.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks, after this important break.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Here, if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 800-313-9443, but you have to hurry. 800-313-9443. I want to apologize to Joe, our brother in uniform, who sent this over to us, the Jewish brother, Joe, and it looks very interesting. I've read just a little bit of it here. On True Torah, Jews Against Zionism, They've got a report that they put in the Washington Times. This is a large Jewish organization that's against the Zionist control. That means the evil leader control there in Israel, just like we have Americans standing up against our evil leaders in Washington, D.C. Obviously, from this half-page ad that was published in the Washington Times, October 24, 2004, by the True Torah Orthodox Jewish Community, the title of it is Traditional Jews Appalled by Connection to Israel. Traditional Jews are much troubled by the increasing frequency of references to Jewry and their supposed connection to Israel in political and media rhetoric, such as was heard at the recent political conventions. Politicians seem to feel that this topic is of great interest to all American Jews, and that to win the Jewish popular vote, they must come out in favor of the Zionist state. Focusing on this issue only serves to inflame anti-Semitism, an historically essential component to the advancement of Zionism. And that is to inflame anti-Semitism, it says, which is essential to the advancement of Zionism, while endangering traditional Jews who, as a result of the public's mistaken belief that all Jews are Zionists, are wrongly and unfairly blamed for the deplorable actions of the secular state of Israel. And it goes on and on. It's a half-page ad in the Washington Times. You can read this. Our brother sent it over to us from JewsAgainstZionism.com. Sorry, Joe, I wasn't able to finish it because we're just about out of time here. But anyway, we appreciate those who are taking a bad rap. Many, many of our Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and in law enforcement are taking a bad rap for some very evil people at the head of their government in Israel, just like the American people. I get so tired of hearing about America's doing this and America's doing that, when truly, folks, it's our evil leadership in Washington, D.C. and in our state houses, these globalist governors of ours that are working to help set up this Antichrist world government system that's giving all Americans a bad rap. So we need to stand up and protest against it, and we are thankful that we have an organization there in Israel doing just that. Okay, let's go to Michael in Minnesota. Do we have time for Michael? Michael, we've only got about 20 seconds, brother.
Hi, Jack. I was just curious if you knew anything about the 25 million body bags that the government ordered, supposedly, in 1998.
I do know about that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is confirmed?
Oh, yes. It's been confirmed a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm reading that here. I couldn't hardly believe it when I saw this.
Oh, yes. They've got big plans. We're taking over the whole Middle East with American blood and tissue. We're going into Iran and Syria, Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and on, brother. So we're going to have a lot of American deaths.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot. You're doing a great job. I'll get out of your hair.
Thank you very much there, buddy. And call back again when we have more time. Here. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great evening. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeley Light, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.